USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats left a meeting on Syria with President Trump after he is said to have attacked her and others. Earlier, the president backed his decision to withdraw troops from northern Syria.
So I view the situation on the Turkish border with Syria to be, for the United States, strategically brilliant.
But some members of Congress see it differently. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I think it was a mistake, and I hope it's not too late to stop this aggression.
The House voted overwhelmingly on a resolution condemning the action. Pelosi says she thinks that bothered the president.
I think that vote, the size of the vote, more than 2-1 of the Republicans voted to oppose what the president did, probably got to the president because he was shaken up by it.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
More than 60 million Americans are in the path of a dangerous nor'easter. About 8.5 million could get the worst of it with torrential rain and powerful gusts of wind. Meteorologist Jeff Birardelli.
We have one storm in the Great Lakes. We have another storm making its way up the eastern seaboard. These two are merging into what is going to be a historic and record-breaking storm in terms of pressure. This is going to be the lowest pressure that we've seen in New England during the month of October.
Chicago teachers are set to go on strike after failing to reach a contract deal with the nation's third largest school district. About 25,000 teachers are expected to participate in the work stoppage. Chicago Teachers Union Vice President Stacey Davis Gates.
Their strategy is to take back everything that we've already won in previous contracts and offer it back to us with percentages, not what our students deserve or what we're demanding, but the same thing or less. That's the problem here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The president talks about a fake news clip from Syria. USA's Tim Berg has more.
ABC News has not issued an on-air correction after apparently mistaking footage of what appears to be a gun range in Kentucky as a combat video from Syria. At a press conference on Wednesday, President Trump addresses the ABC News scandal.
When you ask a question like that, it's very deceptive, John. It's almost as deceptive as you showing all of the bombings taking place in Syria, and it turned out that the bombing that you showed on television took place in Kentucky. So, you know, and I'm not even sure that ABC apologized for that, but certainly it was a terrible thing. I'm looking at this, I say, wow, that's pretty bad, and it was in Kentucky, it wasn't in Syria, so I don't know what you're going to do about that, but I think ABC owes an apology.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A new study suggests people need to keep their eyes on sleep apnea. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
This new Chinese study indicates that severe sleep apnea can increase the risk of going blind. Apnea has already been linked to hypertension, heart attack, stroke, and type 2 diabetes, but these Taiwanese researchers say the sleep disorder also raises the risk of diabetic macular edema and diabetic retinopathy, which can lead to vision loss. They're hoping their findings will lead to some earlier medical intervention. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.